my children, my daughters. Oh, one of them, praise God, never seen me drink or mistreat my wife or mistreat the family, came home and throw things around and make a fool out of myself and cause disturbance inside the house. She never seen me do that.
Stai good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. The change that Christ brings into the heart of man is unmistakable. That's what happened to Lawrence Alfred from the Navajo Nation when he decided to follow Jesus Christ.
After that, I was at work, and this guy, his name is Sandy Latchment. Bless his heart, he sensed something that was wrong with me. We became real good friends. And he told me, he says, you know, Lawrence, you know, I know you're not, you're running away from something. And he says, I sense that you are married and you're running around with these ladies. I didn't have the ability to tell him quit talking to me because he was a good friend of mine. And he handed me over a Bible and told me that Jesus can help me. As I was reading my Bible, a couple of weeks after the ceremony for me, I was prompted to read the Bible. And I opened the Bible and I was reading it. And I came to a chapter in John, chapter 10. I really love this verse, and this is a part of my testimony. And it hit me right between the eye, and it's in John chapter 10, verse 11. I'm reading out of the NIV. And it says that, I am the good shepherd. This is Jesus talking. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. All the things that my wife was telling me came together. And all the things my son was conveying to me when he was 4 or 5 years old, telling me that Jesus died for me and that he would never leave me, that he would bring me out of this hole that I was in and gradually bring me over to him and understand him intimately. All came together in that verse that I have just read. And from that time on, I got on my knees and just simply asked, Jesus, if you are real, if you are real to my wife, real to my son, real to the rest of the people that believe in Jesus Christ, then come real to me. From that moment on, I started following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know no one that is like Christ Jesus. The Lord, one instant he restored was a relationship between me and my son. My son does ministries down in Tucson, helps a pastor, and he has a leading role in the church. And one day he says that it seemed like his ministry had stopped. He went to his pastor and talked to his pastor, and he asked his pastor, "Why do I feel that way?" And his pastor says to him, "Maybe you don't have no forgiveness in your heart. There's a certain person or something that you have not forgiven." He says, "I knew all along what it was, but I wanted someone to tell me." He said, "I knew I had no forgiveness for you, Dad, because of all the things you did to me when I was a child." He says, "Dad, I seen you mess around. I seen you do a lot of things that were wrong. I used to end up in the bars with you and play the video games while you drank and laugh with your friends in the corner and play pool and things like that. And I didn't like it. I didn't like that type of life with you. But I had a feeling that I had to safeguard you and to make sure that you weren't cold when you passed out. Make sure you didn't hurt yourself. And Dad, while I was 8 years old, I used to drive you home in that traffic on 89. Cars would go 75, 65 miles an hour. Drunks on the highway, and I drove you home. And when we got home, I used to wait for you until you get up and covered you with blankets. Those are the regrets that I have." And he came back from Tucson and told me that story. And he told me, "Dad, I forgive you on those things that you did to me." He said, "My life wasn't a good life. It seems like I had to take care of my dad all the time instead of my dad taking care of me." He said, "I grew up fast while I was a child." And he said, "He forgave me for that." And we sat at the table and I thanked him. And my wife also told me she forgave me for the things I'd done. My oldest daughter said the same thing to me. She said she forgave me. And my children, my daughters, one of them, praise God, never seen me drink or mistreat my wife or mistreat the family, came home and throw things around and make a fool out of myself and cause disturbance inside the house. She never seen me do that. She doesn't understand. She just hears stories about it. Because, like I said, I asked the Lord to become real for me. And as I read the Bible, I started to sense a person that loved me, a love that I never knew in my whole life. Love with my wife is different. Love with my children is different. But here is our Lord and Savior that loved me so much that I can tell him anything one-on-one, have a relationship, and he would understand me, and I could feel his loving arms around me and tell me, "Son, I forgive you. Son, come home. You are my child. You're special to me." You know, when someone says that to you, it's hard to walk away from a person like that. And Jesus did that to me. He understood. He forgave. He showed me the way to walk, and he gave me a light. He gave me a future. He says, "You know, I love you so much." That's what Jesus done for me, and I know no other that will take my sins and die for me and take a place for me. One time I end up in jail, and I was driving DUI. You know, there's nobody that came up beside me and say, I will take your punishment for you. But Jesus did that to me. He says, Lord, I'll take your punishment for you. And he went to the cross and died for me. That's why I started trusting Jesus. That's why my youngest daughter never saw me do those things. Never saw me with a raging anger and throw things around and do things that I used to do. I think she sees the love in Jesus Christ in me. Jesus came for a person like me. A person that has no way out. A person that is living in darkness. He came so that he would die for me and bring me out of there, that slimy pit, and bring me out and walk with me and talk with me and guide me. I read in the Bibles and understood that our Heavenly Father has nothing to do with someone that has sin. He will not live with someone that has sin on their hearts, on their minds, in their lives. And Jesus died so he can wash me with his blood to get me white as snow, so I can walk up to the Father and be a child that he wants me to be. I believe that's why Jesus came for me. I believe that he stretched his hands out for all of us in that way. I ask each one of you that have not trusted Christ Jesus just to take that simple step and to ask him to come and live in your hearts and to say, I need you, and there's no other way. And he will come. He says, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who hears me and open the door, I will come in and dine with you. So that's what he did in my life. I asked him, come.
Lawrence knows what it means to feel like there's no way out. But that was before he met the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he knows what it is to be loved by God, what it feels like to be forgiven and to have hope and meaning in life. Do you know how that feels? God tells us in his word, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Maybe, like Lawrence, you feel there's no way out. We hope that you know different now. What happened to Lawrence can happen to you if you'll put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Want to know more? Visit our website withoutreservation.com and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take the Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.